The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Be greatly blessed as you are impacted by this powerful word of God from Christ Way Ministries International. May the eyes of your understanding be enlightened as you experience the power in the word of God. God bless you.
Our topic is a practical one, the minister and money matters. Before we go into the topic, let's pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you, we bless you. We give you all the glory, we give you all the honor for this conference. Everlasting Father, be exalted in Jesus' name. We give you glory for all the words we have had, which has blessed our life. And we pray this one too will bless our life in Jesus' name. It will make us better ministers in Jesus' name. And we are all going to end well in Jesus' name. I pray we shall never lack in the mighty name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. So the minister and money matters. Every one of us is conversant with money. When we talk about money, we use money to come to this place today. To fuel our car, to take Okada, to give to our children, etc. We are all looking radiant and beautiful with our clothes and everything we brought here. It is money that we use to buy them. So what is money? When we talk about money, we say money is a medium of economic exchange for goods and services. That currency you are holding in your bags, in your pockets, then some other things where you keep your money, in which you keep your money. So money is very, very important. And money circulates from person to person. Money is not just kept for its sake. It's not just required for its sake. But money is required for what it can achieve. And it is generally accepted between nations, within communities, and in Nigeria, our own denomination is Naira. Naira only one waluruko Jesu. Money matter is a very serious matter in the world, especially as this end time. It is on page 39 of our booklet. And in this end time, where money has become God, it has become small God to people. People now worship money. Instead of worshiping God, when we see somebody that is loaded, our countenance and our behavior changes. We seem to treat them specially, to give them preferential treatment, which should not be so. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The Bible speaks extensively on many issues about money. And there are warnings specifically to ministers like us that we should be careful in our handling of money. In the Bible, in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24, it's written there that no man can serve two masters. It's either you will love one and hate the other, or else you hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Then also in 1 Timothy 6, 9 to 11, from verse 9, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pass themselves through with many sorrows or being seduced. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. We do not just owe money for its sake. If you just owe money in your house or you store it without doing anything, it's useless. But we hold money for some motive, to meet some needs. In economics, I've outlined them. The first one is for exchange of goods and services, which we call transactionary motive. To meet your basic need, buying clothes, paying for rent, and all the rest, paying for students' school fees and all the rest. Then the second one there is the precautionary motive, just in case. This money is earned for the purpose of just in case. So, and they are all very, very important for contingencies and for all foreseen expenses. Then the third one is speculative motive. That is, you want to take advantage of future opportunities. You want to take advantage of investment through your saving, something you have put aside. You use it to draw more money. Then let us see how important money is. We have said that money is important. Money is very, very important. But the love of money is the evil there. So let us see what we can use money for and the importance of money. The first one is to meet material and physical need, as we have outlined this transactionary motive. That is, buying your food, clothing, shelter, health needs, and the Yoruba will say, owo la fi saye, ko ni mo wa loruko Jesu. Then the second one is to train and educate our children. Even if our children are in public school, we will still give them food. We will still buy uniform for them. We buy books for them. And the small things that they ask them to bring, we will still be responsible for it. Talk less of people putting their children in private schools. And now that ASU is on strike, some people that can afford it, they have taken their children to private universities. But I pray that it will end soon in Jesus' name. And everything will work in their favors in Jesus' name. Although money is not all we need here, but it's very important. Money is not all that we need to train our children, but money is very, very important. There is something we used to say in our church, that when your children passes, you, the parent, you will not fail. Because when your children pass their exam, they want to get admission or do something, and you do have money, you begin to run helter skelter. Then as a parent, that parent has failed. We will not fail in Jesus' name. Then the other use of money is to create more money. Yoruba ni owo la fi pe na owo, and build wealth through savings. That is the speculative motive for investment and for entrepreneurship. And the fourth one is to meet the need of other people, children, relatives, church members, then the needs in the ministry, then the people, the community, the people in the community around us. We use money to meet, to help them and to meet their need. Then the fifth point is to spread the gospel, to provide infrastructure, and to provide welfare for members and outsiders. As we are here now, we are here. And even to rent these chairs, we spend money. The food that we eat this morning costs money. So we use money to spread the gospel. And when you call somebody on phone, and madam, you came to our church yesterday, how are you? Just checking on you. Your credit is running, and you are using your money. Then number six, when there is money, there is less stress. Although it is not a solution to every problem. As Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 19b said, money answereth all things, not all the situations. But when you have money, you have the confidence, then eringama jabole noni. Tapo batikun, eringa jabo. And I pray that our pockets will be full in Jesus' name. So and some other uses of money. Then let's see the negative side of money. There are negative sides to it. That is the love of money. What are the negative sides? That's our reference and our Bible reference. In Matthew 6:24 and 1 Timothy 6:9-11, where we have read. That's 1 Timothy 6, verse 9-11, said that, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. I pray we will not be destroyed in Jesus' name. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which, while some coveted after, they have gone away from the faith. And pray you will not go away in Jesus' name. But thou, O man of God, ministers of the gospel, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. And in Colossians 3, verse 2, the New Living Translation, let heaven fill your thoughts. Do not think only about things done on earth. Do not fill your thoughts with only what is in the world. Fill your thoughts with the focus on heaven. As we have been saying, that there, all our ministers have been saying this morning, that we should focus on the things of heaven, the spiritual thing. So, no man can serve two masters. That is Matthew 6, verse 24. For either he will hate the one and love the one, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Then verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All the other things, among them is money. So we should first of all be focused on the kingdom of God. So let us see the side effects, the bad influences of money. Money itself is not bad or evil, but the love of it is the evil in it. Love of money and a greed for it is idolatry. That is when it's become the small god. If anyone loves money and is always thinking of money, he or she will be faced with the following. Covetousness. We are always desiring for money, for inordinate ambition that does not glorify God. We are just covetous. Then number two, love of money is the root of all evil. That is how the Bible puts it, the love of money. This type of person is not far from crime and evil thought. Anyone that has the love of money can do anything for money. Some people can do anything for money. That is why you have ritualists all about killing their fellow human being for money. And Yahoo boys using small girls, using women for money rituals and all the rest. Because they can do anything for money. Then the third side effect is greed. This type of person is always craving for more than what he or she can handle. Just to amass. Kilo fe fishi. Somebody in the news recently embezzled 90 billion naira in the first instance. Then the second one that they discover, 100 billion. What is that person going to do with that kind of money? And if we remember, this police officer, Tafao, what is his name, is dead now. With all the million he buried and amassed, what has become of him? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Then it will lead to spiritual poverty. Because you cannot serve two God. You cannot be faithful to money to God and be faithful to money. You cannot serve two God. So, anybody that has the love of money, we have spiritual poverty. If you love money, you cannot love God likewise. It's not possible. Another thing that we face, anybody that has the love of money, is frustration. If you are looking for satisfaction in money, that person will be frustrated because you can never have enough. As you are hiring something, then again you are hiring another one. You will see somebody that is far above you. No matter where you are in life, you are in the middle. No matter where somebody is in life, you are in the middle. There are some people coming behind you, and there are some people that you are following. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Then another thing is that it can make one to lose focus of heaven. One can lose focus of heaven that brings eternal damnation. And what will it be? If somebody loses his or her soul, You lose focus of heaven because you are busy chasing about heaven. You are busy chasing money. Money is important. I'm not saying money is not important. But heaven and spiritual things should first of all be our focus. And should be the most important thing to us. We need money. God will give money to us in Jesus' name. Then there is another thing that can happen. Misuse of money. For example, using it to oppress others. Because there is retribution. There is what we call retribution. When you use your money to oppress people, because you have money, you are just doing anyhow. And also, when you are in oppressing others, as a minister of God, we must not use our money to prove a point. But yes, I have the money. I will prove to him. That should not be our stand as a minister of God. Then another thing about money. There is tendency to be proud. Pride and pride of life. When some people ask money, even to step out of the car, we become a problem. Even to relate with some people, we become a problem. Then you continue to run after prides of life. And what are these pride of life? Vanity. Unnecessary and unhealthy competitions with others. And rivalry, which are the pride of life, that leads to pride in the heart. When you are running after pride of life, you have pride in your heart. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So all of this are some of the things that is a bad effect when you have love of money. But as a minister of the gospel, what should be our disposition to money? We are all here. We need money. We all need money. As we are here, some of us may be thinking, when I'm coming tomorrow, where will I see money? I want to give money to this child. I want to do this. I want to do that. God will provide. But let's now look at what should be our disposition. As important as money is, it is a tool, a means to an end, and not an end in itself. Money is a servant. It is a tool in your hand. It is not something that should now be your master. You should be master of money. We should be careful not to be caught in the above wave of destructive tendency of money listed above. All what we have discussed, it should not affect us as a minister of God. The following wisdom keys will help us. The first one is that we must do as a minister of the gospel is that we do not make money our small god. Money does not become your small god that you now worship. Everything is all about money. Money. So even some Christians, their love for money is noted by people among them. I have somebody that is close to me in my office. And this person is a Christian. He's a Christian to the core. That's how I used to view him. But I just noted, whenever you make mention of money, and even the subordinates, the people around working with him, they have noted it too. What really now disappointed me was last week. Somebody that was not working with us, I was just discussing with that person, and I mentioned the name of the person. He said, Ogami, you like your woju. I said, It was not my bed. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. People must note that we love money. If we are a minister of the gospel, money must not be everything about us. It must not be myself, but it's fair and woju. It's not a very good comment. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. That when it comes to the issue of money, the person can become another thing. That should not happen to us as a minister of the gospel. Then number two, if you are going into ministry, you propose to go into ministry, you are a child of God, and you are going into ministry, don't let money be your goal. Don't let money be the first consideration. Let the love of God and passion for soul be your goal What should be your goal is passion. Your passion should be for soul, to bring soul to God and to love God, not kilamarimbe, which is happening nowadays. You see everybody going to ministry because that should not be our focus. That should not be our goal. Your goal should be passion for soul and to serve God because you love God. And be loyal to God and serve him wholeheartedly. Pursue the kingdom first and all these other things will be added. All other things will be added unto us. After you focus on God, you love God, and you are doing his will. He's your father. He's the owner of all the riches. The one underground, the one above, and everywhere is the owner. And we are all prince and princesses. So he will give it to us when it is time. Let's be patient. Then number three, that I have here is you should acquire financial intelligence. What do I mean? In how to make money. How to attract money. How to acquire money. That is how to make money. We make money through our trade. When you are a civil servant, you are paid. When you are in paid employment, you are paid at the end of the month or at the end of the week or whichever. That is, you are making money. When you are self-employed, you are an entrepreneur, you make money. But in your attempt to make money, you must be careful. You must be careful in your making money. You must know the type of person you associate with. We have been told here on this podium that we should be careful of who we associate with. So also in making money, we should be watchful. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. Then you should learn how to manage your money. The money you make, you should know how to take care of it, how to spend it. That is managing. You manage your money. One thing is to make money. Another thing is to manage it. Some of us, we know how to make money. When it comes to the management, that is when the problem comes. We just spend anyhow. Then the third one in that one is to multiply your money. Increase your money. You must increase your money. You must keep on multiplying your money in a righteous way. In a righteous way. Because some people are into illegal businesses, illegal schemes, like the Ponzi scheme and all the rest. Whenever they hear that, there is this scheme somewhere. If you give 100 naira, it will fetch you 200 naira. You must know that there is a problem. Please, don't fall into that trap. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Consult God on any new venture by prayer and divine guidance. When you want to embark on any business, on any venture, you want to partner with people or anything, first of all, go to God in prayer. Ask and seek direction from God. The Lord will help us. Then seek for knowledge and wisdom on money. How do we seek for knowledge and wisdom on money? You attend trainings like this. Attend seminars. Get information on any venture, on any trade. Because every trade has its own nitty-gritty. They have their own trade secrets. Don't just rush into any business. I made that mistake once, and I learned in a very hard way. I took a cooperative loan to go into that business. In truth, I took money. I didn't have time. I didn't have money to monitor it. And the one they supplied to me, by the time I wanted to sell it, Otidori. So I think I could only recover less than half of the money. So later, I got training from people that have been there before. So even if you want to be selling, and what is the listing? Go and meet people that are into it and open your eyes. Especially civil servants. Don't go into, if you want to go into business, start it before your retirement. I like our mommy, Olanriyi. Our daddy mentioned the other time that is the chief caterer. She has started the thing before she retired. And now in retirement, she's practicing it. So that is what I have for us on that one. Learn about the trade, whatever you want to go do. Learn it. Then number four. This one is very, very important. As a minister of the gospel, we must be very transparent. Be honest and faithful. Transparent in the sense that let people know you don't. There shouldn't be any secret between what you are doing. Especially when you are in charge of a church money, be transparent and honest about it. Hey, it is very, very important. If you hand the money for church accounts, give accounts, accurate and honest accounts. Protect your integrity. As a minister of the gospel, you must protect your integrity. In our workplace, we have scoring criteria when they want to promote somebody, when they want to promote people. Like for us accountants, the scoring mark is in 20. It's either you score that 20. If you score 19 and a half, you don't have integrity. Others can score 12, they have passed. Others can score 15. But if your own is 19 or 19 and a half, then forget about it. And when your integrity is in doubt, so we must have integrity, especially those of us handling church money. Be honest and be faithful. Don't do any hanky-panky with Jesus' money. Oh, Jesus' name. When you handle money, when you are told to go and lodge money in the bank, please don't practice it. And please, I want to implore us, pastors, let's see what is happening with our church accounts. It's not that for us who are treasurers, who are financial security. It's not that the pastor is trying to police us. When pastor is asking questions, he's trying to help us to make heaven so that we don't fall into temptation. He say, pastor, trust me. No. The pastor is helping you to be honest and to make heaven. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Don't spend God's money carelessly. Don't spend it on frivolities. Church. Don't spend church money, God's money, carelessly. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Then number six. Allocate your income. Let there be allocation. We said transactionary, precautionary, and speculative the other time. But now let's come to another allocation. As they have taught us in this ministry. They say 10, 20, 70. What is that 10 for? 10 is the tenth of your income, which is your tithe. Which is your tithe. Bring your tithe into the house of God. If you are a minister of gospel and you are still doing hanky-panky with your tithe, it is not good though. Be accurate in your tithe. Bring your tithe to the land. The 20 is for safekeeping. Keep it somewhere for further investment, so that you can speculate with it. Then the 70% must accommodate whatever you want to do. You want to eat, you want to pay house rent, you want to send your children to school, and all other things. That is what you will use the 70% for. Then, in allocating your income, avoid wastage. Spend money on necessity and not impulse purchases. Develop the culture of budgeting. That is where budget comes in. When you want to go to the market, it's not that you now put everything to. I used to do it sometime. I used to do it. That is why I would say, but I discipline myself. So let's be disciplined. When you are going to the market or anywhere, write what you are going to buy. That is budget. And only the money that you don't take excess money. Don't go and withdraw your money at the bank. When you get paid at the end of the month, you withdraw everything and you keep it in the house. Ah, don't go back to what Lord will you. I'm not new. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Plan for your income before you receive it. Before you receive your whatever is coming to your hand, plan for it. This is what I want to use this money for, so that somebody will not just come and hijack. Will not just enjoy. I mean, them. But oh, le paro. Then you give it to that person. Then you will be regretting it or something like that. We will never have regret in Jesus' name. Then cut your coat according to your clothes, not according to your size. Cut it according to the clothes you have. If you have your 1 yard, you can use it to, as they used to do it now, make it your headgear. According to your clothes, whatever your income can accommodate now, because I know the future is going to be better for you in Jesus' name. Then number 7, avoid financial embarrassment as God's servant. We must avoid financial embarrassment. It is not good for somebody to now be reporting you to your pastor. Ejo eba mi belagbaja o je mi lowo ko ma san o. Ejo eba mi belagbaja o raja lowo mi latojo iko san. It's not good. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let's avoid financial embarrassment as servant. Avoid debt as much as possible, especially buying good on credit. We civil servants, we used to do this very well. Some people, there is nothing they cannot buy on credit. They can buy anything on credit. And the income is so limited. They don't increase salary at the end of the month. Or is it at the end of every month that they increase our salary? But some people will keep on buying. They will keep on buying. Muwa, muwa, muwa. And we'll be piling up debt. Then I say, pastor, please, do not borrow money from your church members. It might be no. Don't borrow money from your church member to keep your respect. And don't borrow money from your church account also. Don't borrow money from your church account. Look up unto God. You can consult other people. You can consult meaningful members. There are some members that you can borrow from, but not every member. It's not that we cannot borrow at all from church members, but some defined. There are some people that you can approach, but it's not every member that they will know. A woman in a pastor to Yawolana. No, we don't want that one. And we don't have that type of pastor in Christ's way, by the way. I bless the name of the Lord for our pastors. They are well to do people. They are even the one that is given to church members. Clap for our pastors. And tell them that the Lord will bless them the more. Amen. Also, if you must borrow, let it be for investment. And what is investment? You want to multiply your money. And if you must borrow, borrow reasonably. Man lo yang be body kan le lanta bi bono man so. Ta ma gbe nkan ko Olorun and they will be messing them around. It's very, very embarrassing. As a minister of the gospel and a child of God, we are going to say this. I got lo yang be body le lanta. Olorun ran wa lowo. We will never be desperate to that extent in Jesus' name. Please. Then, Psalm 37, verse 21. Some people, when they borrow, they don't pay. When you borrow, pay your debts. It is not a sin to borrow, but when you borrow, pay your debts. I've noticed it, especially in churches. When they borrow from a fellow brother or sisters, he or she has planned for his or her money. When you borrow, pay back your debts. And there is even in the Bible, that's Psalm 37:21. The wicked borrow and pay not again. It is only the wicked. The Bible called them wicked. That if you borrow and you don't pay, you are wicked. Then Another point, put your children in school you can afford. Children, education is very important. But if you cannot afford them in private school, put your children in public school. Find lesson teachers for them. You too, make sure you observe them. I used to have one grandma, Kolekawe, she cannot read. One of her grandchildren is with her. She cannot read what the girl is in reading, no. But she will make the girl to sit down. Oh yeah, maka ki magbo. But at least she has been monitoring that girl. And by the special grace, God, the grace of God, my grandma, that is what she, oh yeah, logbe, maka, kokaha, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So, the school you can afford, put your children with prayer. God will make your children to be outstanding. We have children that are doing perfectly well. They are outstanding in public schools. Avoid buying what you don't need. Or buying on credit. What you don't need, don't buy it. Some of us, when we buy things, it's very beautiful. It's fine. And when you take it home, you discover that already you have that type at home. It's not useful. You just buy it. Especially our obirin. Ati manra, one kota, and you can't say manra. Abo wan leo. Abo leo, she say, jade ni. You atura. Then don't try to impress people. Don't impress people. Nobody is in competition with you. You are you. Don't try to impress people at all. And don't copy other people's lifestyle. When you cannot afford it, don't copy their lifestyle. I like the lifestyle of these people. I like the type of car. I mean, that's thing that I can afford it. When you know that you cannot afford it, don't copy their lifestyle. Your own lifestyle, develop it. Another point, number 8. Discuss money matters with your family members, especially your spouse. Let your spouse know how money comes into the family. So that, because we women, I like your woe. We don't love money, but we like you, but I like your woe because we need money. We need money to put the house in order. So we will always ask you, money for this, money for that. But tell us, let us know your financial situation so that we will cut our coats according to our cloth. Then your children too, let them know your financial position so that they will not be asking for Professor Lagbaja gave to his child and Professor Tamedo gave a doctor. No. Let them know your financial status so that you will not go and commit and commit what is not good in order to look for money. When you are straightforward on money matter, there will be less demand. When you tell us about your financial situation, women, we are very wise. We know how to make use of little money. With 500 naira, we can cook. And the whole house, we eat. Mbure wangbo. There will be quarrels. When your spouse knows your financial standing, there will be less quarrels. And imagine, the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Our home will be peaceful and be blessed in Jesus' name. Owombo, tell your spouse, Owombo. Yes. Then, number 9, be a good example in fulfilling your financial responsibility to God and man. Be a good example in fulfilling your financial responsibility to God and man. Our responsibility to God is to love God and to worship God with our money. Anything we have, it is God that has given it to us. So we must acknowledge that. But everything I have, even if I'm a billionaire, it is God that helped me to be billionaire. And they are not making the most money. So, acknowledge God, know your enemies. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Then, be a giver to church projects and gospel. Like the project we have in Christ's Way Ministry now. There are many projects that we have. Purpose in your hand, in your heart, that this project, I want to be a part of it. I want to give and start saving. Start denying yourself some things. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Then pay your taxes, rent, and renew your licenses. If you are living in the rented apartment, don't be embarrassed. Pay your rent. It is not after 6 months that now Lord will now be removing a roof on your head. As a minister of the gospel, in reality, it's in Christ's Way Ministry. Also, when you are in business, you have licenses to renew so that you can continue in business. Your driver's license, your business licenses, and all the rest. Do it so that nobody can embarrass you. When I'm driving on the road, it's not that I want to be proud. I hate looking at my license to have been due, and some policemen will just come and be embarrassing me. Before the thing got due, I would have been looking for money to do everything. Everything you will ask for, I will make sure that at least I fulfill that those conditions. So that at the end of the day, Madam Emalo, I said, I want to come for what? The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Then, the last but not the least point, avoid desperation in making money. Don't be desperate. Do not fall into the temptation of get rich quick syndrome. But with patience. God will give your own to you. Don't be desperate. Money grows gradually. Dear. There's a Yoruba saying, Unita Baku, Ama Jeran to Juin Law. Tabaku Ama Jeran to Tin Aju to Juin Law. So please, don't endanger your health or die looking for money. Proverbs 23:4-5 summarizes that we brought nothing into the world and we will not be anything while living. Don't agenda because you are looking for money. Oh, Nisun. As Mommy Ajide told us the other time that we should be having our rest. When you deserve siesta, observe it. After a good day work, rest. Take your rest. Adequate rest. So that you can think very well on where to make the next money. Don't endanger. And when you have health issues, let us treat it as she told us, that we should see our doctors. Ma shawun si rae. Owe, ma tu fi yi in kinikan lola. Ogun to ye ko lo. Onera. Please, don't endanger your life. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Practice the biblical law of prosperity. And all those references, please, let us read it when we get home. Work hard and smart. It is no longer hard work, but smart work. Work hard and smart. What do I mean by working smart? There are some things that you can use, technological devices, that can make your work to be faster and that can earn money for you. As I said the other time, you say, Gambarito, one, Sabololo, Woju. Then pay your tithes to the church. Please give to your parents. Give to your parents. Some of us that still have parents, and we can have a spiritual parent too. Give to them. Give to your parents. No matter what you earn. Then give to God's servants. Bless them. 1 Timothy 5:17. Give to God's servant. Bless them with your money. No matter how little. Bush a credit, it's 200 naira. Send it to your pastor. To buy phone credit card, 200 naira. To buy dollar, only re-eco for any 2,000. That is how our pastors are in this ministry. Bless them. Because it is a way to be blessed. It's not that they need your money, but it's to bless you. For you to have your own blessing. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Then give to the poor and needy. Give to the poor and the needy. It is the blessing of the Lord that maketh a person rich, and he add no sorrow to it. Then Haggai 2 verse 8 said, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. And Malachi said, bring all tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, which we also refer to. Then do not be envious of the prosperity of the ungodly. Do not fall into the temptation of seeking prosperity in an ungodly way. Avoid illegal, though profitable businesses. There are some businesses that are so profitable, but they are illegal. If the government says, don't do this business, don't go into it. Recently, one of my sisters had a very terrible experience. Rice lunta. About 2 months ago, she lost close to 15 million naira. Close to 15 million naira. All of us, we were just 15 million naira. Because it is illegal business. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Then pray on your finances and your financial situation. No matter how bad your financial situation is, the Lord is there to make it better, to make a way for you. Our God is able to make way and show you hidden riches. He said he will show us hidden riches and the way we should invest and what we should invest on. In conclusion, riches and wealth belongs to our God. We are his children. We are his minister. He is willing to bless us as we provide him with the opportunity to do so by being faithful to him in financial matters, working hard and working smart. Wait patiently on him and he will settle you and your finances, and you will never be embarrassed in Jesus' name. Let us stand up to pray. These three prayer points as I lined up. You will say, Heavenly Father, give unto me wisdom to manage my finances and money matters to please you and bring glory to your name. Turn it to prayer in Jesus' name. Father, give me wisdom. Give me wisdom to manage my finances in order to please you and bring glory to your name. Let me blow with my finances. Let it bring glory in the name of Jesus. Second prayer point. Oh Lord, in your mercy, let financial doors of favor be open for me in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, in your mercy, let financial doors of favor be open for me in Jesus' name. I will have in the name of Jesus. I will not lack. I will not lack. I will not lack. The last but not the least, my father and helper, I am helpless. I know I can no longer help my situation. An embarrassment. Bring my finances. Lord, arise and help me in Jesus' name. As many as are facing financial embarrassment, that Lord, you will help them in this congregation in the name of Jesus. That when we come back next year, we will be able to give testimony concerning our finances in Jesus' name. You are our sufficiency, O Lord. Father, provide for us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Everlasting Father, we thank you, we bless you. Because, Lord Almighty, you are the owner of all riches. And you are ready to give unto us when we ask for it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that we shall not lack in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, you will be our sufficiency in Jesus' name. Amen. We will have in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of Glory, for we are prayed in Jesus' name.